ABC Radio Australia.
Less than a month after she led Papua New Guinea to the OFC Women's Championship and earned the team a place in next year's Intercontinental World Cup qualification playoffs, it appears the team's English coach, Nicola Demain, may not be in the role for much longer. To tell us more, we're joined by the president of the Papua New Guinea Football Association, John Caponato, who joins us on the line from Fiji this morning, in fact. Good morning. Welcome to Pacific Beat.
Good morning, Richard. Good morning.
So tell me, what is the situation here? I mean, Nicola Demain has done something that no coach has ever done before for the PNG women's team. She's under contract until November, but what I'm being told is you don't, as an FA, plan to renew it despite her success. So if that's the case, why?
Yeah, those are challenging questions all throughout the media and all throughout the fraternity of football. I mean, we have two stages. Let's look at it this way. We've got two stages. One is the stage one in the Oceania challenge as an Asian Cup to the intercontinental playoff. We've got a second stage, which we need to prepare much above, higher than what we've come through, and preparing the players for the next stage, which is playing against countries in the other confederations that are much higher than us. Therefore, as a federation, in collaboration with the Oceania Football, in assessing what our girls have gone through, remember, in the last five Pacific gold medals were all won by Papua New Guinea coaches. And this is no difference because New Zealand was direct entry into the World Cup. So somehow we invited a coach overseas to, come in and also assist with our national coaches. So we as a federation, in collaboration with OFC, sees that we need someone higher to take us to the next stage, which is stage two, and in preparing our girls. And we love, with a lot of critics from assessment from OFC, which is our parent body, Oceania Football Confederation's technical department, that we need to look at someone higher who can carry our girls forward. So that's the basic reason that we're not terminating here, but we're just ceasing the contract, which is only 2 months away.
But what is interesting is in the comments I've seen attributed to Nicola Demain is she says that she has the highest coaching qualification that it's possible to have. So therefore, who would you get that will be better qualified? Or is this more about reputation and perhaps past success elsewhere in the world that you're looking for?
That's right. I mean, look, Nicola's done well. I mean, she's trying to put things in place. But as we need to listen to our technical advisors who are very sharp in the areas of structural football. I mean, and that's what we've been liaising with Oceania Football in trying to help us to get to the next stage. For Nicola, she's done well. I mean, that's a legacy. That's an achievement she's done in the Nations Cup. Now, we basically want to look in collaboration with OFC and FIFA, if there's advices on someone who's coaching in the next level of, above. I mean, she has the credential, but she hasn't done the experience in the States too or in other confederations. That's where we're trying to bring expertise. Now, look at Vanuatu in 2010 in the under-20, which they were very successful because they follow the same thing that they've done, just like what we're trying to do with our women now. So that's what we're trying to do. So our management is sitting down with her and explaining to her, your contract ends in November. We're just ceasing it. We're not terminating it. But we may call for some other involvement. That's the prerogative of the FA.
But my understanding also is that the communication between the PNG FA and Nicola Demain, based, I admit, on what's been reported in the local media, it hasn't been too good. I mean, she says, she's quoted as saying she's sought a meeting with you and hasn't had that meeting yet.
Well, those are, situations behind it. But I leave that to my management, to make to sit down with her on the round table and explain what is done, and so that we are executing and we're ceasing the contract. So we have to go forward, in consultation with our partners.
And to come back to the OFC's role in this, I mean, to some extent, are you allowing the OFC, not to dictate, that's too strong a word, but certainly to highly recommend that as an FA you make this change?
Yes. I don't want to say they're dictating us. I mean, I think that's not a good vocabulary there. But I think what we're doing in collaboration is assessing the situation and collectively says, okay, we FA, we're going to do that. What do you think? Do you have any options that we can bring into our football that can take our women to the next level? We need weight of a coach that could take us there. So in collaboration, we don't forget, PNG is not representing only PNG. We're now representing the 10 countries, excluding New Zealand. We represent the Oceania region. So we need to perform better above in the next level. We need to see good structure of football. I mean, Richard, Papua New Guinea's DNA is in their own strength and the ability and the will and the mind they have. We lack for the last 16 years of structural football in Papua New Guinea. That's the whole idea when I came into football, is to introduce more coaching at a very high level and referees. We've been spending no time in developing in the last 16 years. Our record now proves that we are now developing our referees and we're now getting into our coaches to get to the next level.
So do you have a coach in mind to take over and lead the women's team to the World Cup qualifier? And would it necessarily be a female coach? I mean, clearly, for example, the Australian women's team is coached by a male coach. I mean, is that a concern? Would you prefer to have a female or a male or just the best available?
I mean, best available, Richard. I mean, we are in collaboration right now. I mean, our technical department is liaising with OFC and discussing the best options, the recommendation that they give, that we think we can see a bit of change, a bit of improvement in our girls' performance. I mean, they've done well, but I think there's some room for improvement, and that's what we want to see.
So
it's either female or male. We could take our girl to the next level. I think that's what we're looking for.
So you are of the belief that the team has the talent to come through this World Cup qualifier, but at the moment, despite winning the OFC Championship for the first time, that the feeling is from yourselves and from OFC that they're not getting the right guidance?
I mean, I'm not a coach. Richard, I'm not a coach and all that, but I've been in football for quite a long time. And I've seen that football in PNG, we've played our own style of football. Now, the world of football is changing. The tactical, the structures, the understanding of players. I mean, for me, as an intelligent person on the point of view looking, I think we need something more. We need a structural play that our girls can understand. Well, some of these girls, maybe 60% of them, have come from the Pacific Games right through. We're now trying to build a new breed of players for the next Pacific Games to 2026 with a new, renewed mind of understanding structural football and formations. That's the challenge I face today going forward for 2026. So, I mean, it's out there. We just need to find someone to take us to the Stage 2, the completion of the Stage 2.
Okay, and one other thing I'd like to ask you, I mean, going back a couple of years, the process of looking into the establishment of professional soccer leagues in various Pacific countries,
yes,
including your own Papua New Guinea,
yes,
that process began. COVID clearly has got in the way. I mean, is this still a live idea for the Pacific? Are we going to see professional men's leagues in the first instance in the next year or two?
Yeah, Richard, as you know, I am the chairman of the Oceania Professional League. We started 3 years. We are about 90% completed. 2023, December, we're going to launch the OFC Pro League. And by 24 March is the first match to kick off. So we're on track. We're doing a lot of awareness. We're now trying to complete the prospectus of the Oceania Pro League. And we're waiting for our ESCO meeting coming in October, our Congress. And then I'll be doing the roadshow hopefully next year, traveling through the Pacific to try and promote the Pro League. So it's still alive and well.
And besides your own country, Papua New Guinea, how many others will be involved at this stage? I mean, have any fallen by the wayside because of the problems with COVID?
Well, COVID is a challenge, and we all have to take challenge as we go along and how we strategize, how we plan, how we move forward. So Papua New Guinea is going to, we're proposing 8 clubs to each country to have 1 pro league each. So we just don't know about New Zealand, whether they're going to participate or not. That's something that we are still working with them. But each country is going to have a pro league, and we have 2 system structure of football. Whether we go the conventional way or whether we go for the second series way. As you know, Oceania is divided by waters, and we just want to look at a easy, a convenient structure of pro leagues so that we could have that in our region.
So that's all coming up in 2024, fingers crossed, no more pandemics.
Well, Richard, I'm crossing my fingers, and during the COVID, 3 years of COVID, we've been working tirelessly, sleepless days, trying to get this structure, trying to get this Pro League going. We have the blessing of FIFA, which is a plus on us, and we got to believe in what we believe for, and I think the talents in the Oceania, in the island nations, are yet to be exposed at its highest. And so I'm behind this.
All right. We'll look forward to that with great interest, of course, those who follow the world game around the Pacific. John, thank you so much for joining us on Pacific Beat this morning. Good to have you on the show.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you.
John Caponato, president of the Papua New Guinea Football Association and also very much involved in that committee that's looking at establishing a professional men's leagues around the Pacific. It's been a long time coming. Looks like it's going to happen, but unfortunately for Nicola Domain, it looks like she won't be coaching the PNG women's team at the World Cup qualification playoffs next year. I mean, how good a job do you have to do to progress? But you heard the explanation there from the PNG FA president, John Caponato.